Hello and welcome to Dunktown, the podcast where we learn about basketball one game at a time. I'm Anastasia.
And I'm Agata.
And today we have an extra special guest from Big Grande and You're the Man Now Dog podcast. It's Dan Lippert.
Woo! Yay!
Oh! Hello!
Hi, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Happy playoffs.
Happy playoffs to you.
It is
Thank
an
you very much.
Exciting time. Everyone's a buzz.
Yeah. And we did not watch most of the season. So we're just now jumping back in.
Okay. You're catching up on it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We took a moral stance of it felt wrong. But now we're just like, okay, it doesn't feel that bad anymore to watch a game.
Most people are vaccinated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably no one. Well, just the fact that, you know, players were playing and
getting sick,
themselves at risk, putting their family members at risk, and there was just a lot of uncertainty. But now with the vaccine around, it just feels like less yeah. of all that.
So do you close your eyes when LeBron has the ball?
That's definitely where we'll talk about that more, because that's such a bummer.
Yeah.
What is he doing? But anyway,
he's gonna get spanked if it's up to me.
Let's get spanked?
Yeah, he deserves it.
Let's learn more about you and your background. How did you get into basketball?
I'm tall, so there was a bit of a given, but I grew up on basketball. I was a Suns fan.
Nice.
Grew up in Tucson, Arizona. So
no
I grew
way,
up
me
on
too.
The, No.
Yeah, it's true.
Wow.
That's so weird. I rarely meet people from Tucson.
Did you go to high school there?
Briefly, just my freshman year, I went to Rincon.
Of course. Rincon. So you would have... Was that Oro Valley?
No. I actually lived on the far east side. My school should have been Palo Verde.
Rincon had a really good basketball player who was like very tall and strong and would humiliate my school's team all the time.
Oh my God.
I remember that.
You remember him?
No. Where were you in Tucson?
I went to Galleon Foothills.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. So we didn't have a very good team, but I was the announcer.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That is cool.
It was all right. I was like the courtside announcer, so it wasn't like play-by-play. It was just like 2 points.
That's like the beginning of your showbiz career.
Yeah,
it is. It was my first foray into showbiz. I was the mascot my freshman year
and
the announcer for a couple years. Yeah.
What was the mascot?
Freddy the Falcon. It's a big Falcon costume.
Hell yeah.
And I didn't do anything. I just walked around. You know, like mm-hmm. they had sold it to me, like you'll practice with the cheerleaders and you'll have a bunch of dances and stuff. But then it was just like, throw on the outfit and walk around.
You weren't doing any flips or dunks or anything?
No, I wish. That would have been cool.
A whole trampoline routine in high school.
Yeah, I wish I could have like apprenticed with the gorilla, Suns gorilla.
Well, I thought that classically mascots were like really short, right?
Is that true?
Well, I feel like it.
I think it depends on the suit.
Yeah.
Because like if you're like goofy, you know, you got to be tall.
Yeah.
But if you're
commit.
Exactly. But I think the Suns gorilla can be small, a small guy, especially doing all those flips and stuff.
He seems small. Yeah.
Compact.
Yeah.
A lot of muscle.
Yeah.
A friend of mine was a cheerleader for the University of Arizona.
Oh,
and
cool.
He was like the dude who did the big thing where you like do a back like handspring across the entire court, like mm-hmm. you do like 40 of them or whatever.
Oh my God.
And it would always drive people crazy and people love that stuff. But I remember he was like friends with the Suns gorilla, or at least had met him, and I was like, that's cool, that's celebrity right there. Because there's that weird thing where you can't say if you're the mascot for some reason,
right?
It's like a secret.
Yeah,
or at least it used to be.
Yeah, we really want to get someone on the show to spill the secrets.
Yeah,
We had a dancer on one time, a Kings dancer,
which was great.
And he gave us a little bit of gossip with the mascots.
But like what he said is like all of the mascots are friends, mm-hmm. and they have this like little club essentially,
and they're like extremely strict. Like they eat extremely healthy. They're all like super buff.
Really?
Which you wouldn't really think about because they're, you know, in the little costumes.
But right.
They're buffed out in there.
Oh, man. So it's all a bunch of hotties.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of hot, supportive friends. That's
he
nice.
Said they were like, most of them were older too, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, probably not what you're imagining. When
like 40s and up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get into the payment? I wonder how much they make. Oof. Is it like their career?
I'm sure it's horrible.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He
talked about his own payment, but not the
like as a dancer, which I'm sure we all know is horrible.
Bad. It's like $3,000 a year or something like that. Yeah. Right?
And they don't pay you for practices. They only pay you for when you're actually at games. Or they used to.
It's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was it hard being in the costume, in the mascot costume?
I remember, well, I wasn't very good at keeping the secret. So like all my friends would come up and say hi to me. And one time, like the back was held together by safety pins.
Mm-hmm.
And one time it came undone and my friend Rahul came and hugged me and patted me on the back and like accidentally pushed the safety pin like into my spine. Or into like my shoulder. And I have like a very visceral memory of hating that feeling, obviously. But yeah, I couldn't keep the secret. I told a bunch of people because I don't think I cared and I was like proud of it. And
did
I mostly
did
NDA? Football. No, they didn't have an NDA. And I talked to my lawyers in high school and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, they can't really get you with this. So, but yeah, I have like, it's very vague, my memory of it. I just have like a couple flashes of like being really sweaty. And walking around and like, I remember there was like this 5-year-old kid whose like brother was on the football team and he was like very like boisterous and like flamboyant, would dance with the cheerleaders. So he was kind of like the highlight of the game, really.
Oh,
he kind of showed me up.
That's rude.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's messed up. Did you go to U of A games?
I did. Yeah. That was because as you know, in Tucson, there's no like pro team.
Right.
So, yeah, I was a U of A fan. I was a big, you know, I was young, but when they won the title, the, like, Miles Simon, Mike Bibby team, before Mike Bibby got all huge and weird, won the title. And then all my friends' parents had tickets, so I'd always go with them, which was cool. And, yeah, that was like Lute Olson, do you guys know much about Lute Olson?
Yeah, that was, I mean, he was such a big deal when I lived in Tucson. Lute could do no wrong.
Lute? Yeah.
Yeah.
Lute okay. Olson. And he's like, because he's also like a very paternal figure. He's like gray haired and seems very nice. But then I think it turned out, I think he was like a pretty hardcore Republican, maybe.
Oh, no.
I thought you were going to say pervert for some reason.
He might have been. I don't know. And I think there
well,
was
that guy
some...
looks like a Republican for sure.
And maybe a pervert.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that he ever did anything publicly perverted. So I don't want to drag him on that. But there was some slight drama, which I can't hold it against him. I don't know his personal life. But there was the Tucson drama of... His wife passed away, I think, of cancer, and he ended up like with somebody pretty soon after that. And I think that was like the gossip of Tucson.
That's
like,
so
oh
common,
God.
Though.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Like old men don't know how to be alone, so they're just yeah. like, I need another one real quick.
Yeah, slot in a new wife.
But his daughter. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, he was like the Popovich of college basketball at the time.
Yeah.
Like everyone who came out of U of A would be like, I still call him. I think Steve Kerr had like a very close relationship with him.
Yeah, I should know. I went to Camp Kerr when I was 11, and
oh
I have
God.
A photo with Steve Kerr.
No,
we need to see it.
Yeah,
we need to see it.
I'll text it to you or I'll email it. He signed it to Dan. Great job or great work, you know.
Cute.
So
do you think he was like paying attention to your
he wasn't there for most of it. Okay. He wasn't there for most of it. He it's one of those things where you like put his name on it and you get to work with like some dudes from the college team.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time it's them, and then he shows up like 1 or 2 days and does dribbling drills or whatever and takes a picture on the last day.
Nice That's what you do it for.
Yeah,
that's what you do. I did the Camp Kerr thing. I did the Harlem Globetrotters camp at the Tucson Jewish Community Center.
Cute.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So can you spin a ball on your finger?
No. No, because they do the thing when you're young where you just put your finger up and they spin it themselves and then like transfer it over and you just like have to not drop it.
Oh, one of the Harlem Globetrotters came to the hospital.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And like did that with the
just
children.
Showed off some tricks or yeah. just kind of, or was sick.
No. He was doing the spinny thing
and putting it on children's fingers.
Yeah, exactly. Which is like, I mean, it's fun. You feel like you're part of it. You feel like you can do something.
Right. Yeah. You feel like a Globetrotter.
Yeah. The big thing they taught us was like a chest pass, but the ball doesn't go forward. It goes backward into your arms and then you widen your arms and you knee the ball back up.
Whoa. Does that make sense? That's cool.
Ow. Yeah. Wow. How and wow.
That, it hits you in the knee or it hits you in the chest.
You lift your knee. So it's like, do I have my ball in here?
Yeah, let's see a demonstration.
I can't demonstrate it because I'd have to stand up and I'm in my boxers, so I'd be embarrassed.
Nice, Gabe.
Here we go. So it's like this.
Okay.
And then if I widened my arms, it would hit my knee and I would knee it back up to here.
Yeah.
Got nice. It. Okay.
And the guy, you know, defending is like, where'd the ball go?
Yeah, he thought it was going to hit him in the face when I did. Like, watch the camera. This is going to scare you.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I unplugged my headphones so I can't hear anything.
This is great podcasting.
So yeah, that's the trick. That's what I learned from the Globetrotters.
Nice.
I mean, it's pretty cool.
Man, it's cool. Do you still play basketball ever?
I do. I haven't since quarantine started, but I was in a Sunday group where there's like 20 of us on the email and we would rent out a gym and just whoever could show up that Sunday for 3 hours and we would play. It's the thing I have missed second to most in the past year.
Yeah.
Because it was supremely fun and very like social, and it's like you don't realize how much competitive energy you have until you can't express it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then it's just like internal.
Are you guys going to bring it back?
Yeah, once they open up the gyms, they'll like so probably June 15th. Is that when they said California is like going back to?
Yeah,
very soon, right around the corner.
Rules. Yeah,
that's fun.
But I'll probably have to do like 3 months of yoga so I don't shatter my whole body.
Yeah,
like
don't
on the first
tear
play.
Anything.
Yeah, start now.
Do y'all play?
No.
Not at all.
I will shoot around.
We do have a ball, though.
I actually have like 4 basketballs for someone who doesn't play.
It's a Space Jam 2 ball.
Space Jam 2. Okay.
Our friend worked on Space Jam 2, and this was the wrap gift.
Wow. Cool. They gave away the wrap gift, huh? They didn't like it.
Well, she knows how much we love basketball, so we got to, you know.
Yeah, she kind of was like, "I'm gonna give this to you. Like, get a glass case.
We don't play with it. Yeah, we don't like. It's never hit the ground.
No,
it's just for showing off to our guests.
Well, I might need to have you talk to this friend. I think it's too late to make this bet, but there was a bet online where I placed my sports bets. Uh-huh. Will Michael Jordan appear in Space Jam 2? And the odds were really crazy against him appearing in it. Like, it was like, you get paid out 7-1 if he appears in it.
Whoa.
So it made me think, like, they must know something. Because you would imagine he's definitely in the movie.
Right.
But it was crazy odds, so I didn't make the bet. But maybe your friend has the scoop on this.
I mean, now I'm thinking, like, I should be doing some insider trading shit.
Yeah. I mean, she's been very good at, like, not telling us anything.
She didn't break any rules.
Yeah. And we even were like, will you come on in the show and just, like, tell us how big LeBron's butt? Because she's a seamstress.
Oh.
Like, just tell us his measurements.
She knows his exact butt measurements.
Yeah. And she said
I wanna
no.
know. Oh, no. Was Kyle Lowry in the movie? He's whose butt I really want to know.
Oh, my
about.
God. That is.
I would love those numbers.
We need to get in contact with his tailor.
God. Now I'm like, I should have asked more questions.
Yeah,
I could have made so much money betting on this shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to see. I'm checking. I'm trying to log in right now to the bookie website and it's not working, but I'm going to see if that bet's still up.
I know. Who's Klay Thompson
and Dame are in it.
Yeah.
Nika Gwumike's in it.
Yeah. I can't remember. Oh, Don Cheadle's in it.
Cheadle, yes.
Are you still a Suns fan?
Yes and no. I'm rooting for them in this Suns Lakers series.
Which that's on the first game's on right now.
We got it on right here. There. Are you looking for spoilers or no?
We've got it right.
It's behind us.
Okay.
And so we were going to check in. Right now, it's third quarter, 74-66. Suns are up.
Aww,
my sister's DeAndre at the game right now. She's wearing the Charles Barkley jersey I got her for Christmas.
Cute. Is it which jersey is it?
God, I don't even know like what year it's probably from.
Is it like the purple one or is it like the black and orange one?
It's the purple one with like the big swoosh with the sun logo.
Very cool.
Yeah. She looks cute as hell. Hope she's cheer. She said there's a bunch of Lakers fans there, of course, because they travel. So she was yelling Phoenix like crazy.
Phoenix is pretty like LA transplant heavy, I think.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
All the like LA weirdos that are like, they end up in a hotter place.
Yeah, it's too liberal here.
Yeah.
Moving to Arizona. So you said you're rooting for the Suns in this series, but then what?
Probably. I mean, I'd be happy if they won it all. I've had a complicated year because I was a Clippers fan for the past few years because it was the games I could afford to go to. And LA is the first city I've lived in with pro teams.
Mm-hmm.
So I started liking the Clippers. And then when quarantine started, they started blacking out all their games.
Mm-hmm.
And so I couldn't watch them anymore. And I was like, I guess I can't be a fan of this team if they don't want me to watch their games.
Yeah,
so annoying.
Yeah, it really pissed me off. And they've been very hard to be a fan of. That loss against Denver last year was a huge bummer.
Yeah,
it was. So
I've kind of like been rooting for the Suns. I like Brooklyn. I really like the Heat. They're probably like who I would be the most excited if they won it after the Suns.
We'll get into this later too, but like Clippers also looked rough yesterday. So it was definitely heartbreaking. Yeah.
And yeah, we also love the Clippers and been going to their games for the last few years. But yeah, it's been hard to be a Clippers fan.
Yeah, especially because you used to go to games with your guests, right?
We did it a couple times.
We went with Jacques
and Carl Tart.
Yeah, Carl Tart.
I was like, how do I get on this podcast?
honestly, I would love it if we could go back to doing that. Yeah. It was so fun.
Yeah.
Because going to see a game and then like rushing back to my apartment to record an episode, I mean, it's just like, it's very thrilling.
It is fun. Like, you know, obviously the experience of going to a game is fun. Now it feels like such a distant memory that I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Like, it felt really crazy watching this game with the full crowd. I was like really excited to hear everybody cheering and go. It reminded me how much more fun basketball is with a crowd.
Definitely. Sure. Yeah.
Sure. Kind of gotten used to the other version. I was like, oh, no, this is great. And because the players play so much more excited, it's really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. It pumps them up for sure.
I definitely loved hearing, because you can hear them talk so much when there's no crowd.
That was fun.
That was fun. But then, you kind of realize like their energy is very different because there's not a crowd there.
Yeah. Right? I love the mic'd up. That's probably my favorite part of the games.
Yes,
same.
Me too. Especially when they're talking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I would watch like an hour-long TV show every week that's just like a cut together of the mic'd ups of the week.
That would be amazing.
It would be so fun.
God, why doesn't HBO get on that in their like sports division?
I would watch it.
probably because the half the stuff they say they can't play.
Right. The NBA doesn't want that getting out.
Who are y'all rooting for? Clippers?
I mean, if Suns won it all, I would be ecstatic.
I do love the Suns. Yeah. I also am. I love the Miami Heat as well. I was rooting for them the whole last season. So yeah. I'm still holding on to them. Jimmy Butler is my favorite.
Like, I love... Go ahead, sorry.
No. You go ahead.
I was just saying I love Jimmy Butler's story. Like, I don't usually like dudes who kind of come off as assholes. But something about his story of it being like, No, I was right. All these other teams were like shitty, and I had a really like competitive attitude. And now everyone on my new team loves me because they're all like good
and
like competitive.
For sure.
Yeah, I love his story.
I still love Kawhi. I would be happy if they won for sure. I think I want to see Giannis win. I want to see the Blazers win.
Oh no.
I want to see everyone win.
I want to see the Blazers win too.
It's like I don't feel that strongly this year, I guess.
There's many people who have been like fighting so hard, you know, and just can't get to the finals.
But
I also kind of feel like I was a huge Steve Nash fan. And if the Nets win, I'm like, me and my sister were texting yesterday. We were like, we just want Stevie to get a ring.
Yeah. And it would be funny. We were just talking about this earlier. Like, it would be funny if the Nets win over the Knicks, because the Knicks have this like, you know, insane, huge supportive fan base.
Yeah.
And it would just be hilarious for the Nets to win it over them.
Especially if it's a Nets Knicks, you know, Eastern Conference final.
That would be funny. Yeah.
That would be wild.
That'd be wild.
Yeah. That would be probably the best for the NBA too, as far as like games people would talk about and be excited about.
For sure.
I like Randall.
Yeah. Yeah. Julius Randle's.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, it's also like, it would be so crazy if he won. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many people. He's been fighting so hard and like working towards this moment. So
we just want everyone to have a fun time.
And be friends.
I would love for everybody to have fun. That's why I like the bubble. It was like, oh, everyone seems to just be loving to hang out here.
That was cute. Yeah.
Exactly.
You take out the horrible circumstances that led to directly to it. But they were having fun. They weren't distracted by like, they could just focus on, you know, playing basketball. So that I'm sure that was like hard in many ways. Obviously, like they're separated from their families and all that. But as far as like bonding with your teammates, like it's like going to camp. It's like there's nothing better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I bought a Big Face Coffee t-shirt, like Jimmy Butler's coffee.
Amazing.
I didn't buy it through him, so it's a little cheap because I just somebody ripped off the logo. But
all right, we have a question that we ask all of our guests.
Okay.
And this is, you know, it's
very serious.
Serious, and it's also like it's a hypothetical, but it would be, you know, completely consensual. So who would you kiss that's currently in the league?
And it has to be one person?
No.
Well, you can choose multiples if you have different reasons and stuff. That's fine.
The first names that popped into my head, and then I'll start thinking it through a little more deeply. Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
Stylish.
Yeah.
Attractive. Talented.
Hot, a little mean.
Hot, a little mean. That's the problem, is I think I would be a little too self-conscious around him. I wouldn't really be myself because I think like, oh, is he going to like roast me for something? Is he going to call me soft?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He'd be like getting out of bed at 4 a.m. Like, why are you still sleeping?
Yeah. Like, dude, I'm out for, you rocked me last night. Give me some time. I think Kawhi is like pretty, I was looking at him, I'm like, oh, this is an attractive guy.
Yeah,
I'm attracted to him.
He is, for sure.
Lillard.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I think Lillard would be the total package. I think he would treat you great. I think he'd be very supportive.
Yes.
He seems like he'd be fun to like go out with. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
You'd have a really nice time.
Yeah, he has like a good perspective on himself. Like whenever he's talking about like just more of like life stuff, I was like hearing about it. Let's see. I don't know that I'd want to kiss him, but I would like give Dwight Howard a massage.
Oh, interesting.
I'm always like blown away by his muscular definition is really something.
Yeah, he looks carved out of stone.
Yeah, which is interesting, like because that's recent that he really got his like muscle or his like body toned like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He's always been a big guy, but in recent years it's like, damn.
It's like leaner now. It used to be like straight up muscle, but now he's a little leaner. And he has a very like sweet face, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like nice, good definition, sweet face. I'm trying to think of who would be left of those, of the people that I think that's the, those are the main ones.
Nice.
So if I, and I, if I had
it's
to,
it's almost a whole squad.
Yeah. 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 Well, we just need a, I guess we got a big man. So we're, what do we mean? I don't know. I think those, I really am like self-conscious that I would leave somebody out that I really would want to kiss. So I'll come back to it if somebody pops into my head.
I mean, if you have an addendum later on,
you can always add more.
You can just hit us up. We'll bring you on for a quick update.
Yeah. I'll record one like from my bed at 3 a.m. and just email it to you.
We have a phone number you can call and just update.
Oh, the kiss hotline. Yeah. Have you settled on yours?
Well, I think so, but I think like you, we kind of have multiple people that we keep coming back to.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I think Serge Ibaka is pretty much at the top.
Mm.
Beautiful
and
man.
Funny too, which would be
and
nice.
He's funny. Yeah,
he's funny.
He's got the jokes. He's got the scarves.
Yeah,
that scarf off he had with OG Anunoby was very funny.
So yeah. Good.
Yeah. The listeners are sick of hearing me say it. Kelly Oubre, hottest man in the world.
He recently posted photos of himself with his lovely bride, who's currently with child.
Very cute. We'll look at those later.
Yeah. But when the photos
let's
came
move
out
into that segment, now, okay, I think is a good time.
Let's do it. All right.
Sorry, Gabe.
Gabe's mad at us.
Oh, sorry, Dad. We're gonna get spanked later. Uh-oh.
Oh no! Sorry, Gabe.
All right. So there's a lot to cover, especially right now with the playoffs. So we're gonna wrap everything that happened this week up in a little segment called "Previously on Basketball."
Previously on Dexter.
Basketball.
Ooh, Dexter.
Dexter's coming back.
I figured
I'd bring the Dexter drop back too.
Do you think that the actors that played, so the actor that played Dexter and his sister got married and then divorced. So is it going to be weird?
It'll be weird.
Yeah.
They're professionals.
I don't know if they'll bring her back though. They might. I mean, they probably will, but if they didn't want to work together again. You know, he's got all the power there. It's his
that's
name
true.
On the show.
Yeah. That's
but they,
true.
They did the show for a few years after that, right? After
yeah,
the
they
divorce.
Did. Yeah. But I bet it was weird, right?
Maybe it'll
probably
be like
wasn't easy.
Dexter in New Orleans or something. he moved and changed his name.
Yeah, he moved to a state with better film reimbursement laws or whatever it's called. Yeah. Rebates.
All right, let's read some headlines. LeBron James will miss no games after breaking health and safety protocols to attend tequila event with Drake and Michael B. Jordan. Sabrina Ionescu is the youngest player in WNBA history to record a triple-double. Ja Morant and the Grizzlies put an end to Steph Curry's season at the NBA play-in tournament. Tournament? The New York Liberty wave veteran Laysha Clarendon underscoring the need for league expansion. Forget Wheaties. LeBron now graces the box of Space Jam, a new legacy cereal.
Mm-hmm.
The Nets did a big fancy play. And two words, Daddy Oubre. Let's look at the Poppy.
We got to see what he's up to, what he's been cooking.
Oh my goodness.
Quarantine.
What a photo shoot.
He looks great. Here's this outfit. Here's this like very tropical, loose outfit. I'm loving it. His lady looks great. She's got this like.
Whoops. Sorry.
That's my Instagram.
Oh, there's you and your baby there.
There's my son. Gabe, sorry, you're zooming in.
Sorry.
Did you click on
I lost my back button. There we go.
Okay.
Okay. I got his top of the likes, and that's why that came up.
Yeah, I'm always the top of his likes. And it'll be very easy to click on
this photo.
Okay, Horny. She's what? She's wearing like a
unitard.
Yeah. And yeah. Sitting on top of him. It's very horny.
He's shirtless.
Yeah.
That one is kind of like, in case you forgot how we make babies.
Yeah.
This is what it looked like.
They're recreating the position of conception.
They're two very beautiful people. I'm very happy for them. I've mentioned this before, but anytime he posts about her, all of his comments are just people that are so mad because they're like this person, Kelly, are you cheating on me? And there's so many that like are just like, who is she? I thought it was going to be me and you, Kelly. And I identify with that. I would never leave a comment like that.
No, that's insane. So rude.
But you know what?
I bet it makes her feel good about herself. It would make me feel good about myself if that's what was happening with my partner. Like, all their comments were like, what the fuck?
Who's this fucking bitch? She seems sweet. I follow her for the Kelly content.
You fully stalked this relationship.
I do, and I support it
online
based on the very little I know about it.
What's her story? How did they meet? Do you know?
I don't even know. I don't know.
Okay. So it was a light stalk.
Yeah, I didn't fully stalk, you know.
Well, she's kind of an influencer at this point, right? She does
Instagram
stuff.
Probably. She's very, you know, I'm sure she's gotten a lot of followers because of the relationship.
Yeah.
But I'm happy for them. Congratulations to the new parents. I hope it goes well.
I want those pants he was wearing, or if I don't know if it was like a skirt or a pants. Those,
so
like,
they're
flowy.
Loose. Yeah, they're like very wide leg pants.
I want those.
They look extremely comfortable.
I'm not wild about the top that he's wearing, but the pants I would wear.
Yeah, you should definitely look into those.
Yeah.
Especially as a tall man.
Yeah, I'm all about a flowy.
Mm-hmm. Comfort.
Flowy, bright, comfortable.
Yeah.
Summer's coming. You got to get some breeze going in there. You don't want something restricting.
No, absolutely. Never. Probably never again for the rest of my life will I wear anything restricting.
Skinny jeans.
You
know. No, thank you.
I am currently wearing sweatpants. So.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about LeBron. Let's look at this photo of him that was posted, blew up his spot. Drake, Champagne Poppy himself posted this photo of him. Well, this series of photos of this tequila event with, you know, many celebrities.
What's this tequila? Is he launching a tequila?
LeBron's having the time of his life. I think LeBron is involved.
He's invested in it.
I think, yeah. I don't know how, but I'm pretty sure he's a part of this company, or at least investor. Everyone got mad about these photos.
Well, LeBron has refused to confirm or deny whether he's been vaccinated, which just means he hasn't been.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a very weird stance that I don't understand. It's like, you know how influential you are. You know that LeBron saying get a vaccine will probably mean hundreds, thousands of kids will want it.
Yeah.
It will be good for the greater population of this country.
Right.
But he won't do it. He said early on, I'm not going to tell you whether I get it or not, which, yeah, basically just means you're not doing it.
Yeah.
We know you're not doing it.
If you got it, you'd just be like, yeah, whatever, move on.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, it wouldn't be this big of a deal. I find it very disappointing. And, you know, people are pissed because he's out partying during, you know, right before playoffs, potentially putting his team at risk.
Yeah.
That seems like the part that's like especially crazy is to go to a tequila event and be unvaccinated right before the playoffs. Like, what if he tests, but like, whatever your like belief system is, what if you test positive right before the playoffs?
Right.
Like, even if you don't, if you're non-symptomatic, why would you do that? It seems nuts.
Yeah. It seems like a risk, an unnecessary risk.
Right. I believe it was Schroeder that had like a German interview where he kind of outed LeBron. We're the only two guys on the team who haven't been vaccinated yet.
Can you imagine how big of a spanking he got from Daddy LeBron after that?
Yeah, that, I don't know. That was a bit of a slip up.
Yeah. But and everyone was like, did you just think no one would translate this into English? What are you doing?
Yeah. Maybe it's just like, I don't know. Does anyone care about me?
Let's watch this video of Charles Barkley talking about this.
Hey, the NBA, they got no chance of suspending LeBron James. Like, if it was a nobody, they would put him in health and safety protocol. Ain't no f-ing way LeBron James don't be sent out because of health and safety protocol. When I read that, I just started laughing. LeBron James is playing Sunday. Gary.
I mean, he's not wrong. They're not going to fuck with LeBron James, even if he deserves it. But do you guys remember when Lou Williams went to the strip club? That feels like a million years ago now. And he got
spanked.
He got spanked hard. And LeBron is just out here. He knows he can do what he wants.
Right.
But it's a bad look. It's bad a bad look. Look.
I'll say contextually, the Lou Williams one is different because it was like when cases were crazy. Like, there's like such a low, low, low chance that anyone's going to get it right now in Los Angeles, especially at an event where they were probably testing. It's like probably a lot of people who are pretty protected in one way or another. So I think it's different. And it's also like, yeah, money wise, when you can make or break the like money for the league, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And he knows that. I just want to hear his reason why he's not getting the vaccine, because it's probably some bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. And maybe there's some weird reality where he did get it and just refuses to talk about it. But
yeah, he just doesn't want to be like the face of it.
Yeah, but and I'm sure he would get like bombarded by the anti-vax trolls. So maybe that's what, you know. That's a possibility. I feel like it's very small, but maybe.
Right.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because I like, it's like communities of color, right? Don't trust the government and especially like vaccinations. And so it's like hard for me to speak up with like judgment about that because it's not an experience I have at all.
Yeah.
And with him, he's been like such a positive influence culturally on so many things that it like is annoying to me that he's not doing it for the vaccine, but it's also like hard for me to know where he's coming from with it.
Right.
Without him speaking up about it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. He maybe just doesn't want to be part of it. He doesn't want to be part of the conversation.
Right. Yeah.
But, even though but weirdly, like,
by not being a part of it, he's making himself more. A
I know
part
we're
of
talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like once you're at that level, like, you can't just excuse yourself from the conversation.
Right.
Yeah. Because you're so influential in so many ways. But you're right. Like, I mean, I love him. I love many things that he does. I think he is a great influence on the players and the league and the public in a lot of ways. But yeah, this one thing is disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's so calculated. Like that, if I have any knock on him, it's that like you never feel like you're seeing a real person talk. Mm-hmm. You're seeing like somebody like talk through the lens of like knowing exactly how everyone's going to react.
Right.
So it is interesting that like a very calculated person would also kind of do what like I would consider to like be a bungle on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Sure.
Do a bungle.
Do a bungle. Well,
let's talk about. So the Nets played last night, and let's watch one play in particular that was very exciting.
I gotta say, this play is from about a week ago.
From last
this
Sunday,
is from when they the played
the last pass. Sunday.
The yeah,
last
when they played the Cavs.
Okay, let's watch this.
Dotson loses it, walking the tightrope. Oh, Blake Griffin, razzle dazzle. Oh, next level, Kevin Durant.
Can we see it? Sorry, can we see it again? It froze.
So essentially, I don't know who steals it, but someone intercepts a pass.
It looks like maybe Joe Harris.
Joe Harris does. And then he sends it to Blake. Blake does the most bonkers pass to, I didn't see who was on the other side. But then essentially they put it against the glass for KD to dunk. Let's watch it one more time.
Loses it, walking the tightrope. Oh, Blake Griffin, razzle dazzle. Oh, next level. Kevin Durant.
I think it might have been James, that guy, I don't know his first name, but that guy's last name is James, left it off the backboard for Durant.
Yeah.
I like the, I just saw like a explosion of towels in the air in celebration.
This play that made me cry because it was, I had just gotten back in town. I haven't seen my friends in person. I haven't watched basketball in person with them since March 2020. Mm-hmm. It's my first time watching with a few friends. And like that play happened and we like lost our shit. And it was so emotional to experience a cool basketball play with my friends for the first time. It was like, oh my God, this is incredible.
That's cute. I love that everyone's getting back together. I mean, it is like, I've had moments like that recently too, where I'm not doing anything like that crazy with my friends, but just the fact that we're doing it together and like, feeling semi, you know, normal.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like so the nice little things like that where it's like, oh yeah, we would have all texted about this, and but you would have experienced it alone.
Yeah.
And it was so fun.
That's so cool. Yeah, this play was bonkers. Blake took credit for the whole thing. He said he was telling everyone what to do as they ran back towards the basket. Have you ever had any interaction with Blake? I know he's done some improv and stuff.
No, I haven't. There was a time where I was like, we gotta get him on our podcast, where he was like doing appearances and stuff.
Yeah.
But no, I never did.
Damn.
There's still no. I wish. We saw him, or you we, and Gabe, yeah. Gabe saw him.
I saw him like do a couple shows at UCB, which was very fun.
Was he funny?
He was funny, and it like pissed me off because I was like, you can't just be naturally good at being funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He, a basketball player.
This feels like a good little image rehab, this Brooklyn trip.
Yes, definitely. For him.
I think he kind of like disappeared and like just it was so injury prone and whatever. It's cool that he's like on a big market team that is fun to watch.
It seems like a great place for him.
He was a recently divorced dad in Detroit, like, and now he's like met his new partner.
Yeah,
it's like spruced up again.
It's like J-Lo finding Ben Affleck again.
Oh no,
Bennifer is back, baby. Okay, let's talk about. Oh, can we look at this tweet from Laisha Clarendon? So she got waived from the New York Liberty, which is so sad.
Yeah,
she's a great player. She said, "I want to thank every person who reached out to me. Her family has been flooded with an outpouring of love. I'm still pretty shocked and heartbroken to be in this moment. But don't worry, people have tried to bury me before. They just keep forgetting I'm a seed." Winky smiley. I'll be back.
I'm a seed. That's such a like cool thing to say.
I mean, it's just so sad because there's not enough teams in the WNBA for all the talent.
Yes.
And then you see people who are amazing athletes and competitors that have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And they get waived and there's no WNBA G League. There's nowhere for them to, you know.
We definitely need expansion ASAP.
Yeah. There's nowhere for them to go and like, you know, work on stuff while they like try to get back. Like it's not set up for success for these players, which is just such a huge bummer.
Yeah. Gabe, you're really petitioning for a team in Denver, right?
Oh, yeah. That would be amazing.
Will you coach?
Okay.
All right. You heard it here first. That was what we were waiting on.
Yeah. Well, team's coming. That was the last box to check off.
Exactly. Okay.
That's a bummer. It has seemed like there's like this past year, especially, that there's been like a concerted effort to really like push the WNBA publicly and like money put into advertising and like the image of the WNBA being like, we are like it kind of like the cultural, like following along with like the social media image of like, we are the first ones to bring up a point.
Mm-hmm.
And the first ones to like politically involve ourselves.
Right.
And we have like a fun game going on here.
Yeah.
Like that Nike campaign. Have you seen that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's like the only thing that's missing is you or whatever.
I love it.
Yeah.
And now, you know, I think brands are realizing the importance of like involving WNBA players in advertising and stuff like that. Just like getting more visibility out there is really amazing. Like Sabrina Ionescu is in State Farm commercials now. I mean,
mm-hmm.
hopefully that keeps going and they get more attention.
Yeah. I mean, I love even just like having Candace Parker as the, like on TNT and stuff. Like she's an amazing analyst. And it's just kind of cool that someone who's like playing currently is also doing that.
Yeah. Seriously.
She's the best.
All right. Last night, we watched the Portland Trail Blazers at the Denver Nuggets in game one of the Western Conference first round playoffs on May 22nd, 2021. Let's meet the boys.
Let's meet the boys.
Come on, let's meet the boys. Oh, great group of guys.
On the Trail Blazers.
Dame is different.
Starters, we've got Norman Powell, Robert Covington, Yusuf Nurkic, Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum off the bench, Anfernee Simons, Carmelo Anthony, Enes Kanter, with head coach Terry Stotts. And on the Nuggets,
I love gold!
We have starters Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, Nikola Jokic, Austin Rivers, and Facundo Campazzo, and off the bench, Monte Morris, Marcus Howard, Paul Millsap, and head coach Michael Malone.
Mike Miller. I mean, Malone.
He got so mad.
He got
when the sideline reporter called him Mike.
He was so rude when she called him Mike. She called him Mike Malone, and he just goes, Michael, Michael, Michael.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's like, I'm sorry, okay.
But then Vince and Jason, I think his name, who were calling the game, they trolled him by saying Michael Malone.
They were like, we don't want to get it wrong. Much. Michael Malone.
Who were those guys calling the game? Like, I was trying to figure out who the fourth team was because I didn't recognize them.
It was weird, right? Because the game actually started on ESPN2 because there was like a boxing match or something.
Uh-huh.
So when it went to ESPN, they never announced like who was calling it, but it was Vince Carter and Jason Benetti, I think his name is. Both of them, it's their first time calling a playoff game. I think for Vince Carter, it's his first national televised game, even.
Cool.
So very exciting, in my opinion. They were a little rusty, maybe, but like...
Yeah, Vince Carter was just like, oh, I used to play with this guy, Dirk Nowitzki. Like, yeah, we've heard of him.
So let's get into the game. Let's play some basketball! Let's play some basketball! So right off the bat, I should mention... Gabe was at this game.
Hey, boots on the ground correspondent.
I was
Gabriel
there.
Dannon.
Mm-hmm. I went at the invitation of my new friend Jay from the Airbuds Discord.
New shout out, James.
Thanks for the invite. It was a great time.
Cool.
I love
that.
So
what can you tell us about the atmosphere?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. You know, it was kind of my first time being out in a crowd for a long time. They had just recently doubled the capacity.
Mm.
So people were maybe 3 to 4 seats away from each other.
Okay.
I don't know.
Did you have to prove you were vaccinated or anything like that to get in?
No, I had to digitally sign a little thing that said that I was cool with whatever happened to me while I was there.
Oh my God.
Really?
What does that mean?
Yeah. I don't know. It was just a little thing and it gave you a little check mark on your phone and then you showed your phone as you entered.
Mm.
Like they're worried someone would sue them if they got COVID there?
Hmm.
I don't know. I just signed it.
Yeah.
Gabe.
Well, Gabe, you know, you should always just sign whatever is in front of you without reading it.
I didn't have my lawyer with me.
Who were you rooting for?
Well, I've only been in Denver a couple of years, and I'm slowly trying to learn to love the Nuggets. So I was outwardly rooting for the Nuggets, but I find them to be not necessarily a super lovable team. So I'm having a little bit of friction with that process.
Because you love the Blazers?
I do kind of love the Blazers. Yeah. They're cool. Oh,
no. Yeah. Well, man. And Gabe was also a Clippers fan, too.
Yeah.
As you can tell from his hat.
Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to a Nuggets game, I'm going to, like, yell for the Nuggets and cheer along with everyone.
Of course.
So you weren't booing Carmelo Anthony.
You better not have been. I hated that shit.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I was looking for you in the crowd the whole time, Gabe, and I did find you in your cowboy hat many times.
He wasn't wearing a cowboy hat but there was a guy with a big cowboy hat in the
crowd. Oh my gosh. Do we have him? I gotta see this guy.
No, I do have a picture. Here's me and Jay in the stands there.
Jay.
Me and my new best bud.
Wow.
The guy behind you doesn't look too happy about this photo being taken.
Yes.
And he doesn't appear to care about the mask protocols.
That's true.
Yeah.
Honestly, like the idea of like being 3 or 4 seats away from everyone, that sounds nice. Like I hate when you're crammed in there. Like those seats are tiny.
It's very uncomfortable if you're 6'7".
Seriously.
And it's like weird. If you're excited and try to stand up, it's like a whole process to stand up in a stadium.
Yeah, you got
to
make sure you're not going to knock over everyone around you.
Or like your own nachos.
Oh my God, your nachos.
Oh, your nachos.
They're in danger the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt I was having trouble getting in and out of my chair for width rather than height reasons.
Oh, same.
Yeah. That was tough.
I mean, they're tiny chairs.
They're tiny chairs. Yeah. They were really small.
That seemed like it would be a fun game to watch live. It was like pretty back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a great time. It was great.
Yeah. The whole game was pretty close until the fourth quarter. The Nugs were actually winning, I think, most of the first quarter.
The first half. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was kind of funny because in the beginning, for the whole game, actually, Jamal Murray, who is injured, he tore his ACL, was on the sidelines, very active on the sidelines, yelling with his little smiley face hat on, and getting up, walking around, like walking up and down the side of the court. And then Zach Collins, injured over on the Blazers side, was pissed at Jamal Murray.
Oh, really?
And also wearing the worst shirt I've ever seen.
He was wearing a gaudy, like, silk shirt that looks like it has, like, gold, like, tassel. I don't even know how to describe it. It's something like an old lady from Scottsdale, Arizona would wear.
He looked like he was ready to, you know, hit the bingo hall.
Yeah.
In Miami.
But he is
essentially like a soft, beautiful woman.
That's true. That's true. He was like yelling at Jamal Murray, and I think someone caught an image of him like flipping Jamal Murray off.
Really?
Wow.
Do they have a history? Why is he so mad? Murray seems very universally likable.
Murray seems great.
Oh my God, I love Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
I'll take or leave Zach Collins.
Same.
He came out at the beginning of the game and gave a little hype speech.
Jamal did?
And everybody loved it.
Oh.
Everyone went crazy.
Cute.
Oh, that's great.
He's a cool guy.
He looked great. I mean, he's a total cutie pie. I loved his sweater he was wearing, his smiley face hat, especially when he was screaming and you could see him being like, "What the fuck was that?" And then just like
his hat smiling for him.
Nice happy hat.
Yeah. Big fan.
Yeah.
I'm sad he's hurt. I think they could have legitimately made it to the finals if he wasn't.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. They definitely had a rough time against this Portland team, even though Portland barely made their way out of having to do the play-in tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But they were looking good. Nurk was having a good game. He did a couple dunks.
That's Anastasia's boyfriend.
Oh, you like Yusuf?
I think he's very handsome, and I would love it if someday he held me like a baby. That's all I'm saying.
Are you okay? Him specifically, or just any huge bearded man?
Well, any huge guy, it would be fun to just have them pick you up. Yeah.
So, you know? What's his name on Memphis? Valanciunas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would never turn that down. I would never. Yeah.
So,
Boban.
Boban, yeah. He's the one I wish I had done like a comedy show with at some point. I meant to wear my Boban jersey for this and I forgot to put it on.
That would be cool. I feel like he would get into that.
Well, he's an actor. Maybe you'll.
Oh yeah, John Wick.
I would love to find a project for us to work on together. Yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe the next John Wick. You guys can both.
You're 6'7", you said?
I am. Yeah.
And he's 7'2".
Two or three.
Three.
Like, how exciting would it be to feel small?
It would be very crazy.
Yeah, he could carry you. Oh, 7'4". He could carry you like a baby. How would that
I would
make
love
you feel?
That. Shoe size 20. Wow.
Oh, his birthday is the day after mine.
Look at that. Aww. Well, now you have an opener when you see him.
Oh, my God. I would not be able to speak, I think. And we had Alana Johnson on here, and she, she told us about how she got to meet him, and... He seems great. I mean, everywhere he goes, he makes friends. Everybody says he's the nicest guy.
Yeah. Someday, seems like an angel.
Someday he'll be on the show and he'll carry us both like a baby at the same time.
That'll be part of the email request.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Nurkic. Isn't the story with him that, like, it's some weird story that I heard on like the Bill Simmons podcast or something like that when I was still listening to it, that like there was kind of a guy trying to make his way as a basketball agent and didn't have a reputation, was like, well, maybe I'll just find tall guys from other countries. So he like saw a story about a police department in wherever Nurkic is from, uh-huh, who had like a captain that was like 7 foot tall. And he like called and was like, do you have a son? And basically like helped.
Yes,
I've heard this story.
Yeah, yes. I've heard that.
Essentially, he's got a famously tall, famous cop dad.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And
cop dad.
Tall cop dad.
It's gonna get canceled.
All cop dads are bad. But he, he never played basketball. Wasn't an athlete. He was just like a kid that was getting tall.
It was because he got traded for Jokic, basically, right? Like they got rid of him so that Jokic could kind of run the team.
Yeah, he was on the Nuggets. They traded him to Portland.
And it was fun watching him be like, this is what you lost, guys.
Yeah.
And you could see like the tension between the two of them, like, won't they kiss? Like they're perfectly aligned.
There's a big will they won't they. It would have been itch on itch.
Yeah. Itch. I love some hot itch on itch action.
Yes. I love them both.
Jokic is like looking so good basketball wise. He like, he was like shooting threes. He's bumping his butt against people, knocking him out of the way.
Love that. Butt backup.
And honestly, I feel like you were saying, if Jamal was in there, it would have been huge.
Yeah.
At one point, Nurk did a big dunk, and I think it was Jason, one of the commentators, said he really swallowed the rim. I don't know how I don't like it. I don't like that term.
What does it mean?
Not wild about that imagery.
Does it mean that he was like way over it?
He just chomped down on it.
Enveloped it, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be okay with chomped the rim.
He chomped the rim.
Chomped is good.
Sounds nicer.
Why not? Yeah.
I've never liked the idea of posterizing somebody, like putting someone on a poster, because it always happens when someone is trying to do well. You know, they're trying to stop you and they fail. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I would say putting someone on a poster would be if they avoid the block and you dunk on them. Like if they're running away while you jump.
Right.
Like
right.
That is more humiliating to me than trying to block somebody and putting yourself in harm's way and just not succeeding.
Speaking of which, in that Clippers game, Kawhi did a big dunk.
Oh, that and was a good one.
Knocked. Who was it?
Maxi Kleber.
Kleber. Aww. That's right. Maxi. Yeah.
I have a clip. Well, it's
oh,
real
let's
short.
Look at it. The regular season, Leonard gets the steal, 3-on-1. Oh, Maxi, no.
Maxi. 9.
Yeah. So the sad thing about that is it got played so much, and like Maxi just had to watch himself get slammed down, but he got the win. So
yeah.
Ugh, rough. Don't know if it hurts.
I'd rather lose and not have that clip be out there. Isn't there, what's the one of like Pippen dunking on Ewing? Is that the one where he like steps over him
steps
basically
over him,
afterwards?
Yeah.
I mean, that'll live on forever.
It will.
But
it's
they
true.
Also beat them. So it was lose-lose, I guess.
Yeah. So at halftime, we had a score of 58-61. Nugs were up. They were doing great. But
so
then,
at this point, yeah. I had lost some money yesterday. So
oh,
at halftime,
no.
I put some money on the Blazers to win the game.
Okay.
You're getting good odds. I had money on Brooklyn to score more than 120. And I think at the end of the first quarter, Brooklyn had 17 points or something like that. So I was like, okay, this one's fucked. So now at halftime on the Nuggets game, I put some money on the Blazers to win, and I'm on a like 8-game losing streak as far as betting goes.
Oh, whoa. No. Okay. So the stakes
how much
are
money,
high for
how
you.
Much money did you lose?
Oh, it's always like 25 at the most.
Okay. Okay.
50 if it's like a really like big bet. But.
Okay. Do you often bet on games?
I would say almost every day I'll bet on a game.
Does it?
Five out of 7 days, maybe.
Does it change watching the game when you have money on it?
1,000,000%. I started doing it during the bubble. But that like a game that, you know, like if you're the only game on that night, it like halftime, it's a 30-point game. And I just bet like that the team that's losing by 30 will get within 30. And then mm-hmm. So then you're still rooting at the end of a 24-point game. It's still like exciting to watch.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I highly recommend sports betting to anyone who does not have an addictive personality.
It's too stressful for me. I feel like I would just be bummed out all the time.
I do feel like we should try it once, though.
What if I really like it?
Oh, no.
And I lose my life savings.
Next time you want to bet, let's bet on a playoff series or something like that. Or just a game or something. I'll put the bet in. Mm-hmm. You don't even have an account.
Okay.
So you can't keep betting. I'll do it.
Okay.
Is there a series or a team you're super confident in?
Well, I mean, I should have done this last year because I famously predicted that the Miami Heat were going to win way before anyone else did. And think of all the money I could have made.
Yeah. Even just saying like they will be in the finals.
Yeah. Like this was preseason. I said Miami Heat. So maybe I should stick with the Heat. Maybe I should... You know, keep it going for them.
The Heat, if we could bet on the Heat coming out of this series.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's see if the odds are up. We might have to email about this later. Then you'll have a fun little thing to check on.
Oh my God. So they're in a series right now with the Bucks. Bucks won the first one, right?
They did by 3 in overtime.
So it's close. It's going to be a close matchup.
Yeah.
Could be a good series.
What do we think? This will be the clip we play in a year when you are like the story of gambling addiction.
Yeah. There's actually a book written about your.
I'll have to be like, I didn't know her well enough to suggest this to her.
There's going to be a whole documentary.
All our friends were texting me, being like, she's addicted to everything. What are you doing?
You started it.
Sorry, I got it.
Yeah, let's just put the... Okay, maybe like 80 grand. What do you guys think? Oh.
Wow, this podcast is very successful.
More successful than you would think.
She's lying. We don't make.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, Heat winning. Do you have to choose like the how many games?
Bets. I think you can pick the exact results or just the finish. Who's gonna win it? The website I use, it is called MyBookie, and it like is mostly okay, but sometimes it'll just like freeze up, I think, on days when there's a lot of betting. So I can't get you the exact odds right now, but we can email about it if you want to.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
All right. I'm
excited about this. I think it'll be a fun little project.
But I did interrupt. We were at halftime of the game. I'm sorry. I distracted the conversation.
This is great. You're just like raising the stakes now because you've got money on this. So Facu Campazzo,
my man, I love Campazzo.
He's amazing to watch. Like
he's so fun.
I think I can't remember who said it. But they quoted someone as saying Campazzo is a rock in your shoe. He's so annoying.
He was really pissing Dame off the whole game. You could tell he was like a gnat.
Yeah.
Flying in Dame's face.
He's from Argentina. He has maybe one of the best names.
Campazzo.
Great name.
So
he must be part Italian, right?
He must be ethnically Italian.
Yeah.
I would assume. Which is pretty common, like Manu Ginobili. Mm-hmm. He's ethnically Italian, but was from Argentina.
I think Argentina also.
Yeah. So he really was like going so hard most of this game and annoying Dame, but Dame was still getting threes, which was, you know, that's what he does.
He was earning those kisses.
Yeah. by the third, it's 96-86 Blazers. It feels like the Blazers have it by this point. And then, sorry, I'm reading my notes and
my internet froze. That was a really good pause.
I have a big thing about Michael Malone not wanting to be called Mike.
I mean, I wish we had a clip of that because hold on, let me see if I can find it.
Gabe could probably find it. Gabe's Googling it.
Gabe is Googling it.
At this point, there was
an article.
Gabe is Googling it.
He had to have the.
Is that Carl?
Yeah. Well, they wrote multiple articles about it because it was very awkward.
Yeah. So this sideline reporter, I think her name is
Cassidy
Hubarth.
Yeah.
I've never seen her before, okay, but she seems rad.
Yeah. Here we go.
The Nuggets, Mike Malone and coach
Michael Malone.
My apologies, coach. I'll get that right here in the playoffs. Coach, where do you want to?
Like, is that necessary?
He hates being called Mike.
Why?
I have no idea.
But because people do call him Mike Malone, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've never seen him flip out on any. But. Yeah. Like, why is she not allowed?
I've heard Mike Malone maybe more than Michael Malone.
Right. Exactly.
So it may be just triggering for him because we're all thinking it's Mike and now he has to correct everyone on air.
Yeah. Right. That's true. Maybe he's like, I'm putting this to bed once and for all.
Yeah.
But with her, she just started. She's new. I feel bad for her. She probably like felt embarrassed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But everyone was on her side. She got support from her broadcasting team, thankfully. But also, Michael Malone, notorious
right.
Michael.
Let's call him Michael Maloney.
Well, I said we should call him Maloney Baloney.
That's his new name. Mike doesn't seem so bad now,
yeah,
does
exactly.
it?
Yeah,
like, Maloney.
Here's a real bad nickname, buddy.
during the bubble, I thought he was bald. And during the bubble, hit like everyone, his hair grew out. He's got a full ass head of hair.
So you think he's doing himself a disservice?
No, I just think he's a weirdo who like shaves his head too close.
He's choosing that life.
Yeah.
Which is a surprise.
So maybe he's just an eccentric guy.
I mean, he seems like an asshole to me. I'm officially team fuck Maloney Baloney.
I had no opinion on him until this video, and now I'm curious. I need him to do a couple more things that are not okay.
Yeah. I want to hear some behind the scenes stories about working with him or something.
Yeah.
Anyways,
cancel him. Hashtag cancel Maloney Blue.
The game ends. Final score 121-109. Blazers win it. The wind really got taken out of the sails of the Nuggets at the end there, and they mm-hmm. just were like
barely moving,
chatting with the other team.
Yeah, not going for any rebounds. They were just like, guess it's over. And the Blazers just came in and
stole it.
They stole it
without Murray. I mean, what do you do? Because you can stop. You can figure out a way to stop Jokic. And then right. It's like, who's the other option? Capazzo, I mean, he's great, but he's not going to score you a bunch of points.
No.
And Michael Porter Jr. is like always somewhat disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. On and off the court.
Yeah. Jermichael Green, I mean, with my Clipper history of him, he'll like brick every three you need him to make.
Right.
Yeah.
Not that he's getting a ton of minutes, but Millsap.
Jokic really couldn't rest. I mean, he would sit down and they would dip in. And score, and then he'd mm-hmm. have to immediately go back out there.
Yeah, I feel bad for them. I wish Jamal Murray could be out there doing what he loves.
Yeah.
And he did. He was so good in the playoffs last year, too, or in the bubble.
So fun to watch.
Like,
but him and Mitchell going back and forth, like, was incredible.
Yeah, so good.
So we like to give out awards for arbitrary categories that we make up on the spot. Let's give out some donkeys.
Donkey.
So we always wow. give out most points, which
has to go to the Blazers.
Yep. Sorry, Nugs.
Congrats, Blazers.
Congratulations to the Blazers. We often will do best dunk.
Yes.
There were some good ones in this game. What do you think? Should we give it to Nurki?
I mean, I'm inclined to give it to Nurki for personal reasons.
Horny reasons.
Yeah. He swallowed that rim, didn't he?
Yeah, he really swallowed the rim. So
he definitely had the most authoritative dunks regularly. Yeah. And when he dunked, like a lot of big guys dunk and you get kind of scared or worried. Or like it's kind of like they just can't get enough height. He can get pretty high.
Yeah.
And then like throw it down with some thunder.
Yeah. And he also sometimes is just like really graceful about it, where he's just like, it's like it looks soft and he just already is running back to the other side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's the one grace fluid of a man motion.
That could swaddle you comfortably.
That's what I'm hoping.
Someday. I want to give out biggest douchebag to Mike Malone.
Okay.
We'll never forgive him.
Maloneyest baloney? Is that the word?
I think I would like to give best injured player outfit to Jamal. Mm. None of this Zach Collins outfit. Get it out of there.
Yeah, jeers to Zach Collins.
Yeah. Is there an award you'd like to give out? It could literally be for anything, Dan.
Okay, let's see. I'm trying to think now of that game. The Welcome Award to Vince Carter.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm excited for his broadcasting career.
Yeah, he seems like pretty universally beloved, right? Everybody wanted him to do well.
Yeah.
He's like an older player, and now everybody seems to just like him.
Yeah.
Even though, yeah.
I want to give out the... cutest veteran award to Carmelo Anthony.
Oh.
He was doing such a good job, especially the beginning.
I'm always Montrezl Harrell hits his head when he dunks, and Carmelo Anthony does the three where he hits his head when he makes threes. I'm always scared for both of them that they're going to hurt themselves.
Oh,
it is intense. He like really slams his headband.
I mean, Montrezl Harrell, his joints have got to be hurting anytime he plays ever.
Yeah, he is always up in everything.
Slamming and, everything. Yeah, he plays hard.
I tried that thing when I played once, when I hit my head after a cool thing, and it really hurt. Like, he's got some protection with his hair, but man, I don't know how he does it.
Yeah. It's like, you don't need extra bonks on the noggin, you know?
Yeah, you're getting bonked all day. here's my game-adjacent award. Mm-hmm. Best best new sparkling spiked drink.
Oh.
Topo Chico.
Oh. Is it good?
Their strawberry spiked drink. I enjoyed it on the rocks.
Ooh.
Put some ice on it. It was like I was drinking
a LaCroix.
Yeah. Is it like
malt liquor?
Yeah. Is it malt liquor? Is it like vodka?
It's like a White Claw.
Okay.
Like whatever those are.
Malt liquor. Yeah.
Is that malt liquor?
Mm-hmm.
That's
they have new ones that have like all different kinds, like either like straight up liquor or some of them are made with like orange wine.
Mm.
There's all kinds of different ones. Well, I gotta try it though. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, love Topo Chico in general.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't have the nice bubbliness of a Topo Chico. Mm. A little disappointing there. It's basically like a White Claw, but I like the can and okay. I like Topo Chico.
Same.
Nice.
I will say before I forget, I got the odds up here.
Okay.
$25 on the Heat to win the series wins you $80.
Ooh.
That's pretty good.
Let's do it.
Should we do it?
Gabe, you want in?
Okay.
All right.
Are we each putting 25? Are we pooling our money?
We could each put 25. We could each put, we don't have to, whatever y'all want.
I'm down.
Let's 25 each put 25.
Is enough that you're like kind of disappointed to lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
It feels
okay.
All right.
We'll Venmo you.
Well, you won't have to. I'll Venmo you when we win.
Oh, nice.
This is
exciting.
Oh, boy.
I'm already addicted.
Yeah.
I know. Uh-oh, shit. Sorry.
I'm already going to spend my $80 today. That's how this works, right?
I want to step in and just say the Suns won 99-90.
Yay!
So sorry, Laker fans, but I'm so excited.
I love that.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love that.
I also saw a clip of Booker doing a big dunk that was very cool.
Oh, that dunk was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the first half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I alone in my house went, oh, Book!
Amazing. Gabe, do you have a dunkie to close it out?
Yeah, I got to give dunkie for new best buddy to my buddy Jay, who invited me to the game.
Cute.
He all I had to do was buy him some beers. It was very generous of him. He explained to me what a triple-double was, and by the time it was over, I actually felt confident that I knew.
Amazing.
So,
how long have you been doing this podcast, Gabe?
Several years.
About 3 years.
Yeah. You never learned what a triple-double was?
We've tried many times.
Wait, triple-double is just...
Did I say triple-double?
Yeah.
I meant...
pick and roll.
Pick and roll.
Pick and roll.
I just said the wrong thing. I know what a triple-double
is.
But he explained what a pick and roll was, and I finally understood.
Right, I'd love to hear it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So the guy does a pick, which is a screen.
Yeah.
So he's blocking. And then that guy then goes and runs towards the basket to try and catch it and make a basket.
He rolls to the basket.
He rolls to the basket. He doesn't literally get on the ground and roll like like a Three Stooge, but he does like go towards it.
I've never heard Three Stooge in the singular.
I love also Jay is wearing the
Bobby
Air Buds t-shirt of Bobby Hill, and it says Denver Nuggets Nikola Jokic at the bottom. The Air Buds made these shirts and they're very cool.
It's funny.
I love Bobby Hill. And I love Nikola Jokic.
Oh, and you got a sticker of it.
Cute.
Oh, nice. All right, so your next assignment is a pick and pop. Come back next week.
I learned that one too.
Oh my
gosh. When they go back. That's when he goes back to do a three, right?
Extra credit.
Wow.
Those are the two I learned.
Gabe, you've grown so much.
Just to clarify, I already knew what a triple double was.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
this new confidence out of Gabe is alarming.
I'm getting jealous that you like him more than us. I've got to be honest.
Yeah. Don't become too close to Jay.
Yeah.
You got to take him to some games.
Yeah.
I need some local friends, guys. I've been here a couple of years now, so.
That's true.
It's positive.
Yeah. Love that Gabe is making friends.
Me too. I wish
you weren't. I am a little jealous.
Well, shout out to Jay. I don't know if he listens to the show, but
I don't think he does.
Okay, well,
hard no from Gabe on that
all
one.
Right, well, you know, we could have pretended.
Yeah,
maybe if you, Gabe, maybe if you tell him that we talked about him, he'll listen.
Yeah,
okay, I will.
So who won the Dunkies? Let's see. I'm gonna do some,
can you count it up, please,
calculating. I'm gonna look, gosh, this is so hard because no one got like two, but the Blazers got most of the points. I mean, they're all over this thing. So I'm gonna say the Blazers win it.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Also, yeah, congratulations, Blazers.
Yeah.
Dame is different.
Exactly. Also, Gabe kind of wins because he made a new friend.
Aw, friendship is the real winner.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Oh, and I'm going to game two again tomorrow.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Very excited.
Amazing. Gabe's getting out there.
With another new friend?
His
With
wife.
My wife.
Old friend.
Wow.
But Jay is going to that one too, so we might run into each other. So
this is coming out after that game, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I was gonna say, if you see Gabe there, say hi, but no,
too late.
You missed him.
You missed him. Okay, let's move on to our cutie comment of the week. Each week we highlight the best, funniest, cutest comments made by the members of our Cutie Nation Discord. It's our cutie comment of the week.
Now to leave a great comment.
This week's comment is from CNED. Aww, it's his daughter Odette's birthday. And he posted a very sweet photo of her eating piece of pizza. Happy first birthday to sweet Odette today. Happy birthday, Odette.
This is Chris Netto, longtime listener.
Yes. And, you know, he did send us an email when he found out he was having a baby. He told us before many other people.
He said his parents didn't even know yet. He told us before he told us.
Yeah. And I suggested that he name his baby Agatastasia, which I guess he just disregarded.
Yeah.
Because it's not her
name.
Thank you. But you know what? There's always baby number two.
Yeah. Yeah. We're really rooting for a second baby.
Yeah.
So.
Our first Dunktown baby. Congratulations.
I will say, you don't want this baby to be named after you because they're eating the pizza upside down. It's humiliating.
Chris, your baby got roasted.
That's the danger of posting a photo of your baby, is that we might roast it.
She loves pizza. This is not the first pizza photo we've seen, but yeah, she's got to learn at some point.
Yeah.
Are they all upside down?
They've been in various angles, actually. Okay. She all definitely right. doesn't have the handle on it yet.
I was going to say, eventually you blame the parents for something like that if it's a pattern.
Someday she'll get it right. I believe in her. All right. Dan, thank you so much for being here. Is there anything you'd like to plug?
The stuff you said at the beginning, go to biggrandepresents.com. If you want to hear some comedy podcasts, you can buy it directly from my group, Big Grande, at that website. And You're the Man Now, Dog, is an improv and conversation podcast. We have a ton of free episodes. And then if you like it, you can support us on Patreon.
Nice.
Awesome.
We had John Mackey on. We got to get all Big Grande guys.
John was texting me while he was watching Forget Paris. And I was like, oh, yeah, great movie. John lives in my house. I mean, we're roommates. So
you're roommates. Yeah.
Oh, we didn't know that.
He's
we did not
here
know
right
that.
Now, but, yeah.
That's so cool.
Amazing.
I said he lives in my house. We live in the same house. I don't own the house.
He just lives in the walls.
He pays you rent.
Yes, he pays me rent, and I allow him to be here.
All right. Well, thanks again. And thank you to our cutie listeners for coming on this journey with us. As always, we love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
For more Dunktown content, check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/Dunktown. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dunktown Podcast. I'm on Twitter at @echo_mint and on Instagram at @agatamonica. Anastasia is on both at @AnastasiaVigo. Check out our website, dunk.town. If you like the show, please write us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen. We always really appreciate those. We have t-shirts, stickers, hoodies, and more available for sale at dunk.town/store. Thank you to Andrea Tomingus for the Dunktown design, and thank you to Andrew Bear for our original music for the show. Sources and references from this episode can be found in the episode description.